for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, September the 6th, 2009. James Newton is the speaker of this service, teaching on Continue to Pursue After Jesus.
Good evening, saints.
Good evening.
It's easy to have a sermon. Y'all understand that? But we are interested in having a message. My message is titled, Continue to Pursue After Jesus. That's my message title. Continue to Pursue. There was one lady I would love for her to come up here. She's going to have to get that testimony, because that's what it's all about. Precious sister with the back problem, come up here. Come on up here. Yeah. This precious sister had been... Why don't you tell them a little bit? Go ahead.
Well, I suffered with the back problem ever since I was a little girl. I used to have my sister stand on my back to give me some relief because it felt like... And I still would do that. You know, about every picture you see of me, except this, I'm going like this, you know, pushing on my back. And God's delivered me.
That's right. Thank you. You see, she got one prayer and looked like I'm working. And she came back and said to me, you mentioned something about idols and sacrilege images and things like that. And we got to talk a little bit. And that secret thing got exposed. Somebody say amen. I said, that secret thing. That's why you got to continue to pursue after Jesus. Don't give up. I mean, you hear what she said? How, since she was a what? Oh, you know, I forgot to tell her the bent of toes. I made her do the knee bend thing. Somebody say amen. Amen. See, I don't want them testimony like them figures on television, you know, come up there and, you know, all these people got the miracle. Amen. But you don't have that. Now, this 24 hours since yesterday, she still got that revelation. Now, you know the enemy's going to try to come and steal it.
That's right.
Because that's what the devil's job is, huh? Steal, kill, and to what?
Destroy.
All right, but don't let that happen. Don't let him steal it. Oh, he's going to bring back the symptoms. Somebody say amen. But the bird gone, that's just the branch shaking. Somebody say amen.
That's right.
Bird gone, but the branch is just shaking. The enemy's going to try you out. And, you know, if anybody need to have encouragement, I think one of the worst things in the world happened in Genesis chapter. I'm another Genesis person, too. I'm not going to get into all that deep stuff, but I got to bring out one particular couple of things I think I need to present, because I was thinking about it. I was over there, and I said, boy, everything I wanted to bring, I mean, everybody chopped it up so good. I mean, I'm telling you, everything
I hope you leave a little something for.
Yes, sir. I mean, and you know, it's rough. And you know, I said, oh, boy, I said, Gee comes up, and she chopped me up. I'm downstairs here. And she chopped up. Then my sister here, she hit it. But that's okay.
That's right.
But we all in line.
Amen.
It's line upon line, precept upon precept.
There you go.
And this is not, like Brother Jim said, a gambling thing. When you change chains, not by chance.
Right.
Not by chance. No, you the chance thing before you got saved. No, you on Hope Street now for better things. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say I'm on Hope Street. And I'm not hoping for nothing. I'm hoping for something. Somebody say amen. And see, the problem, a lot of times, you don't know what you're hoping for. See, a lot of times, we lose focus. I have people come in prayer line and say, what you want to pray for? Well, I say, well, you know what? You ain't made your mind up. You ain't ready. You better sit back down. Somebody say amen. A lot of times, you're not going to get what you're supposed to get from God because you haven't made your mind up. See, a double-minded man is schizophrenic. Wow, that's a powerful statement, isn't it? But see, you didn't want to know that you had schizophrenic tendencies, but now you know it. Don't be a badass in your bloodline. Somebody say, oh, I come from a very... Oh, folks. When you start digging around in there, you find that you got a lot of garbage.
That's right.
You find that you got a lot of garbage around you. And I'm going to open up myself today. And I see, the reason I'm saying it, because quite a few deliverance prayers were already prayed. And I don't want you to lose what you already heard. I don't think you got that.
Say it again, brother.
See, you got to watch that one. Got to watch that one. See? Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is like the atomic bomb. You know, once the radiation hit, that it ain't over yet. Amen. Then the damage done. It's not. It's called a shock wave. Somebody say amen. I mean, when you realize anything, you're going on there limping, and that limp gone. Somebody say amen. You say, what happened? That's that shock wave. But it might not happen next week, next month. How many years the system been pressing in there? But now what she's got to do, she's got to stay in the flow now. Because see, I know that she was plagued yesterday. I mean, my sister prayed to, she got her legs lined it up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I say, She said, but I don't understand what's going on. And see, folks, don't go tell your problem to novice. One more time.
That's right.
Don't tell your problems to novice.
That's right.
Seek out people who love you. That's right. You understand me? Love you. That's why you're supposed to seek out elders. Not hypocrite elders. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
You didn't hear me one time boast about what I did. I said, let the sister tell you what Jesus has done.
Yeah.
It's a combination of Jesus people we're in here. Combination of Jesus people putting that one and that two and that three together. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And she's been made whole.
Hallelujah.
Now when she go back home, they're going to say, what happened to you, sir? Jesus touched me.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs, and I make Agnes sing it for me. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all of the joy just flood my soul. So you got to sing to yourself. Something happened. And then. And now, that's a dangerous word now. That's a dangerous word now, see. People going around here right now running through these covenant names of Jesus out of the Old Testament don't understand. You just call him Shammah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Just call on the other words. Now, first of all, just you heard the words. See, that's what this thing about coming to deliverance camp. You must come to deliverance camp, folks. If your church don't have it, don't beat your pastor up. Just slip out every time you can. Pow, and come where you can get some help. Don't beat nobody up in the church. Just slip on out there, Jack, and come back. Well, where you been? Well, I've been, I had a little something to take care of. Damn, something with your business. Mess around and tell one of them devils in the church and the prayer meeting to be on you. Somebody say amen. Find yourself losing your mind. There's a traitor among us. Amen, I'm telling you. You can't tell everybody, I'm telling you. I guarantee you, if you went down and found out right now, let's go up there, we're going to go up there and dig around on the rocks up there, and you pick out and find yourself a place where you found a pretty good little stone that might average a couple of dollars. I promise you, where'd you go? Oh, child, I dug around. You're not going to tell the people where your claim site is. Somebody say amen. You got to be wise today. Everybody said they're Christian are not anointed. Christian means you're an anointed person. It's a lot of anointings and the demonic anointings too. I'm not beating nobody up about that one. Genesis chapter 3. And you notice something? What had happened? That's why I'm trying not to be discouraged. If anybody should have been discouraged, we look like, I don't know why God didn't raise hell with everybody. The Bible says that God Almighty, the mighty Elohim, somebody's Elohim, hallelujah. The only person had any kind of relation about who he is, who God really was Adam himself. I don't think you heard that. Because you see, in Genesis chapter 1, and I'm trying to get into it because I got hold of it, but that's why you come to deliverance. Sometimes we got to be redundant. Somebody to go over these things again and again and again.
Yeah.
Elohim, God presents himself. In Genesis chapter 1, God presents himself. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Just present. He wants you to know I'm God. Most of us in the Christian faith, that's where we add in our faith level. God has presented us, we have some inkling of Him, but we don't know Him in these covenant statuses of Jehovah, which is Jesus. That's why is so important for pastors. I get very upset with a pastor that doesn't feed his people. He need to go to Bible school and get something to get, come back. Amen. Because you need to feed your people so they won't be so beguiled and belittled and tricked, and because they don't understand why that I don't understand. You got to understand, those names are covenant names. Those names, when it has been revealed to you, you can't make it be revealed. It only can reveal to you when God says it's going to reveal. It keeps in contact with Scripture. You cannot know God and let the Spirit reveal it to you. You got to get that. However, I got a scripture I'm going to throw out later on, though. It's very important. You got to want it. I say you got to want it. You got to hunger like the deer panted at the brook. Knowing when you go down to the water hole, you better watch out for the mountain lions, tigers. Everything hanging around there, you know, because where there's life, the devil hangs around. Y'all ever notice when you cut a light on outside in the darkness, the bugs come, don't they? Somebody, amen. You don't know they're there until you cut that light on. And here come the little parasites, huh? Come to agitate you. Beep, pop, pop. But it's good when you got them lights to kill them. Somebody, you know, and in him with the light of all men. See, you got something, you'll kill them bugs, amen. Like water running off a dust bag. You may not know you got it yet. See, it has not been revealed to you yet. But see, that's why faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. And you must continue to go where you can get what? Oh, anytime you're going at the good water hole, I forgot to tell you, some other people are going to be at the water hole too. Nobody going to be at the water hole better than the devil. He go to church more than y'all do. Somebody say amen.
Come on.
Oh, that devil's a faithful devil. See, you might take a chance and miss Bible study. He can't take a chance. See, he's not anointed. He can't miss out what God's doing. You can't, see, you might not want to go to choir rehearsal. Amen. But he got to go find out what song they're using to whoop his butt. Somebody say amen. See, you may not realize the importance of why you need to try to... It's raining out there. But I don't see none of y'all turning out Monday when it's raining to go to work. I don't want to say that too much. Well, that's my job. It's your job to keep your soul. I don't know where you get that thing where somebody else is supposed to keep your soul. Who keep your soul if you don't keep it?
Yeah.
Oh, but the Bible says, Lord, keep that. Yeah, see, God help those who help themselves. God never called a lazy person. You ever notice that? Anybody God ever called, whether they were good or bad, they were doing something. The best way to see that is watch how he called the disciples. He knew one of them was a thief, but he called him. God liked people doing something. You understand what I'm trying to say? Hope y'all got that one now. God comes down in the cool of the day. The fellowship. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You may have committed some terrible things, but don't ever let that enemy tell you it's over. I'm saying this because somebody made reference to somebody in their family was doing some terrible things in witchcraft. I have a pretty good witchcraft background, so I'm not going to get into all that stuff right now. So much I need to tell. And I think it's getting the time for me to get out and start telling it. And I'm going to tell you something. If the devil could stop me, what I know about psychic development, I went to Edgar Cayce's Psychic Development School in Miami. I was with one woman that was great as Elijah the prophet to come down and know your business. Somebody say amen. I got involved with a bishop. Somebody say bishop.
Yes.
Lion Wonder Bishop. I've been there and done that. Went to school for psychic development. Amen. And learn how to really turn my, just surrender over to the devil. Amen. I'm going to mention something today, a piece of that. Because I want you to understand, I don't care how bad you are, something was already done before you were born in this world. And the devil can't rescind that. Only you can.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Hope you get that.
Yeah.
Something was done for you before the Father. And look here, when Adam messed up and his wife, you notice? That's the first thing you want to know when you're in bad shape with God, when you pass the buck. Where are you, Adam? You know? And then, you know, you said you're naked. You know what we talked about nakedness means yesterday. You always, when you're naked, you're in sin. You know when you've been uncovered. That's a bad feeling when you're in the condemnation. You can feel when that something is not there, that secure feeling, that something you can't bathe it off. Somebody say amen. You try to cry and pray it off, it don't work. That's condemnation. That spirit will take over you and emulse you to in such a degree of depression until you commit suicide if you don't watch it. But you notice, God wasn't upset. First thing he did, 3:15 of Genesis. Y'all read it. I'll read it again. That's not what I'm on. It said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Did you get that? Now, at this particular time, women, you weren't having certain kind of complications during your cycle and stuff like that. You didn't have that. That comes with the curse. The curse came. That was never in God's intention. I was in psychic development, and my instructor, I'm telling you the truth, and those ladies were getting there talking about their monthlies. Oh, my monthly, ooh, I have such terrible monthly cramps. My instructor said, my children don't have that. And that kind of bothered me. I don't know God yet, but that just fascinated me, you know. You know, how come all these Christians having all that trouble, but this devil here that I understand now when I look back in retrospect, she says, my children don't have that. She said, yeah? No. They said, well, I got it. She said, come here. And that woman would reach over your head and do one of them dumbness, Jack. Sha, it was gone. I said, ooh, I want that. Somebody say, man, how many know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I wanted that. See? That devil know when you want power. Come on. You know, remember the brother preached the first message, preached about be careful where you when you're hungry for something, you go anywhere and anything can be put in your mouth and you will eat it. Somebody say amen. That's when you're a baby. You got to watch what you eat.
Yes.
Could be poison to your destiny. You find out that, you know, about the woman situation, I'm not beating that up. That's not where I'm going. But the idea, watch what God does. He's still calm and collective. And I don't know about you, but when my children do something wrong, I kind of raise a little sand. Matter of fact, let's say raise hell. Amen? Especially when this man has caused all that God invested in him to be under bondage. Because of this man, the spirit of sin, which is Satan, is in the curse. All these terrible things are able to come into the world, but you didn't see God lose his charisma, did he? Hallelujah. God didn't lose his charisma. That's what fascinated me. I say, how come you, God, didn't lose your charisma? Go down to the third chapter again. Let's look at another verse then. What verse, Lou? Well, I guess we're going to have to look down here, way down the bottom of the third chapter. And you're going to see verse 21. Did you see that? Verse 21. And it says, unto Adam also and his wife did the Lord... Uh-oh, you hear that name coming up now? It didn't say God. When you hear the word Lord, that's a covenant being established. You hear that? The Lord God. See, covenants, Jehovah, means to be revealed. But see, it's not revealed yet to the devil because he don't have the anointing no more like he used to have. First of all, that's one of my scriptures too. In Corinthians said, if the Prince of Glory would have known, he never would have crucified the Lord of Glory. Devil don't know everything, folks. Some things the devil does not know. But God took what? And look, and the Lord God, he did what? Made coats of skins and covered them. There's a covenant established between God and man. Man did not repent. Adam did not acknowledge his sin. The woman said, I was deceived. But she didn't say, I sinned or I did wrong. Did she say that? No. But you see how powerful God is? He already knew that. Super rule and rule. He steps in. How can God do that? Well, somebody say Isaiah chapter 33:22. See, sin changed the entire course of the destiny of man. It seems. It seems. The devil boy, I'm even a boy, was feeling pretty good. So look at him. I got all this power from Adam now. I could just see him laughing at God. Ha, ha, ha. But the Bible says, he who laughs last always laughs what? Best. But God made provision for such a situation that took place in the Garden of Eden. So far beyond the comprehension of Satan. Matter of fact, that's why I'm putting that. And you need to learn this one scripture. If you don't learn nothing else, I'll say today. 33:22 of Isaiah says, for the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king, sovereign. He will save us. Ooh. Boy, that's a powerful statement, isn't it? From the Messianic prophet. And that was written back in 33. So God billing you up for that preamble thing. When he got there and found Isaiah 53, he said, he's going to do it. He told you Isaiah 11, now Isaiah 9. See, God keep giving you See, his words have power. See, and that's all we got to start doing now is start acting like God. When we speak, God speak. And I'm having a big time because I'm a talker. Somebody said talker. I talk myself in the hill and have to talk myself out a lot of times. Somebody say amen. Of course, I know I'm the only person who got that problem in there. See, I was deep in sin one time. I was involved with an older woman, and I worked on a job, you see. And this nurse came on the job with a cigarette holder. Somebody say amen. Smoking cigarettes. She flirted with all the boys on the job, you know. All the men, she always, I had to count medicine with her, you know, go and do that, meet with her. And all these guys just going at her. I said, man, it don't take all that to go at nobody. I was the devil, you know. Somebody say amen. I said, I want you to understand that. Say, God know when you have that spirit in you. I said, you have to do that to go at that lady. That's one thing you don't do, man. You know. And, oh, no. And I said, look. I said, man, I could get that woman. And, you know, you know that challenge. That challenge. Somebody said challenge. See, there's one thing about people, and that's a terrible thing. Most of us remember playing chicken all the time. But the devil don't tell you the results of when you gamble on things you shouldn't even be gambling with. So I messed around there, and anything, the first thing happened, Jack, from one to another, I ain't never had a relationship with this lady. Somebody say amen. She had a Mercedes Benz. Somebody say amen. But I had a wife and a girlfriend. More than one girlfriend. You say, what's wrong, brother, with it? The devil knew about my covenant that I told you all about in my first part of my message the other day. When I was dying with the Bryce disease, that I had a covenant with God. You hear that? I made a deal with God. But see, Adam has nothing to do with this impartation, and I'm glad I found it out. So I relax now and say, thank God, when I backslide and break them covenants, because it already was set up from the jump street. Somebody say amen. Can't nobody stop you going to heaven but you. Quit talking about the devil made me do it. My aunt made me do it. No, you're liars. You stand in need of prayer, Joker. Not your mother, not your father, not your sister, your brother, your in-laws and outlaws. It's you standing in need of prayer. And you got to come to that place. But I want to talk to those who are being discouraged because you feel like you stepped over the line. I had a lot of trouble with this woman. I was bound by pride, lust, greed. I mean, I'm going through the grocery list. Witchcraft, hate, murder, bitterness, you name it, boy, I had it. Amen. I mean, it cost me a lot. You know what? But God gave me a dream. I was trying to get away from this lady. Somebody said, get away from her. And I had a Corvette. Amen. So I had made up my mind I was going to have money. I wasn't going to steal for it. I worked. I was a hustler. I hustled hard. Come from a good family. Father had a business. Could have went to college like the rest of my brother, but I preferred to use my wit. Somebody said wit. Yes. You can do it. Anybody with determination, you can be great or be nothing. You hear me? So she knew that car was my God. Somebody said amen. In fact, she gave me some money to put on that car. But when she turned around and talking about that was her car, you know, you mess with my God, you know, somebody said, no, that go, huh? So she knew she had to go and get some help. So I know what it is to have a contract put on. I didn't know how powerful this woman was in witchcraft. I didn't know who the people she knew downtown Miami. I went downtown one time and she beat me out of a car I had. I had myself a lawyer standing in the courtroom and I watched these people sit there and manipulate on me. So I didn't know about witchcraft. That's what caused me. That's one of the catalysts to push me into witchcraft. When I saw this going on. And Somebody told me. Oh, Newton, do you know, boy, she sure enough can do it. And that really did what then? I don't know how to go to God, but I'm fearful because when you're a devil, you don't want to go to hell. But you don't want to live right for God. How many know about that one? So I knew I need to tighten myself up. So a lot of things happen, folks, up to this time. I tell that when I'm really talking to young people, trying to tell them how not to get caught up in the situations wherein, by the grace of God, I could have been in prison years ago. And this story had a lot to do with it because I was working on a job and a hospital. And I worked more than one hospital. I'm making money. My wife worked too. And so, but I'm trying to get rid of this woman. Y'all seen them things about sudden attractions? It's real, folks. When you go out with a guy, if you really don't care about that guy, you better check that guy. Best of you all are in delivery. You single women and single men in here, please, don't care. He whine and dine you. You better talk to God about it before you get caught up with a what? Fatal attraction. Because that's real. And so she got upset when she found out I wasn't going to, you know, I really meant to cut loose. But I had a dream. You see, back then, God even showed you when you're a devil the kind of ministry you're going to have. I'm a dreamer. And I had a dream, plain as day, that I was going to walk outside the door of my job, the hospital, and I was going to see a car speeding up the roads. And I was going to be able to get inside my car. My Corvette was parked in the parking lot. And I was going to reach back. I had a gun that I would carry behind my, it's a compartment behind the Corvette and the thing. I was going to get my gun. I was going to have just enough time to take my gun out and turn around. And the guy was going to be right up on me. And I was going to be able to shoot him, but he was going to be able to shoot me with a direct hit. And I was going to die. I saw that. So, here it goes. The guy comes on my job. A little fella from Jacksonville. He said, man, I want to talk to you. I wasn't nobody to push around. I forgot to tell you that, too. Somebody said, amen. And I wasn't worried about the little fella. The tall fella, rather. It was two of them. Like Mutt and Jeff. So I felt like something was going wrong. So I immediately called my girlfriend. I said, where your gun at? You got your gun? I said, I'm getting ready to come out of here. I said, something looked like it's not going right. So she came where the job was. And she just had pulled off and went around the corner. And when she pulled off and went around the corner, people witnessed this. There was, and opened the car, just like the dream. There came that car. And I knew that there was a car speeding down that road. I opened up the car. And boy, before I could reach back behind the seat to get my gun, the car was right up on me and the guy hurried up and flashed on me. So you know what that means, what? Give it up. For some reason, I know that God showed me as a sinner that he was a shield and a buckler. Because I'd had the dream and I knew if I got the gun, I stopped. I looked that guy right in his eye and I started walking away from him. And I know that's not what he came to do. You think he came to do that? And something told me, don't look back, don't talk, just keep walking. And so help me, beautiful people. I felt something come on me like a dome. It's real. God is a shield and a buckler. A very present help in a time of trouble. And I walked in that building just to go, and I got inside the building, and it came off me. I knew I was impregnable. I said, boy. And that guy, he didn't know what to do. Then he got in the car and took my car. We took the car, and of course, the situation goes on that they would go up to my father's business and they would bring it and park the car. Mama said, I saw your car over here. Push it for a confrontation. So I'm telling you, a lot of you right now have had grudges where you wanted to kill somebody and you wonder why it's hard for you to get your deliverance. You need to go back and remember that old grudge you had. When you didn't forgive. See, a lot of people, y'all throw the shotgun forgiveness thing and y'all think you got it. No. 1 John 1:9 said, confess your sin. When it's been revealed to you, that particular sin, you confess that sin and then he's faithful and just to what? And repent for it. Don't do that no more. You understand what I'm saying? You got to do what? See, when he reveals it to you. Because now, many times you say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive you for what? Look at all them things you've done wrong. But whatever the Holy Spirit presents to you, repent for that. That's a fox's fall of vine. Now, that thing got next to me. Boy, I'm so fed up with this lady doing this to me. One time, I said, you know, I'm tired of this mess. I got my brother one time. Now, I'm about to see how you do your sin. I got my young brother, college boy. Instead of helping my young brother out, I got him. I said, I put my thing in the trunk of his car. I said, you know, I'm going around here and get my car. And my brother wasn't nobody to play with either. I'm saying my brother was a good guy. Somebody said good guy. Yeah, he was a good guy. He went to college and learned karate, but he left-handed. Somebody said left-handed. And you know, we come out of the neighborhood, the pool room, right? Said to my daddy, place. All that going to college and all that stuff, come back here. You know, the guys get jealous. They want to try you out. You understand me? He had bust up a couple of guys because they're looking for the right hand. My brother left-handed. You know, guy hit it with a pool stick. You know, they know how to shank that stuff off. Brother was good shape. My brother was good shape. And so the guy hit him with a pool stick and he finished that off and bust him up real good. It don't take that many knocks before you knock him out. You know how to punch. See, it don't take that punch. It's that throwing that punch. A 6-inch jab will kill you almost. So then I said, man, stop hanging around the pool rooms, you know. So, but I know, I'm just trying to tell you, my brother wasn't a wimp now. Years ago he was, but he wasn't now. I said, come go with me, man. I said, I want to go get my car. I went around the lady house and said, y'all got my car? My daughter's down there. I said, I want to get my car. Oh, James, and some young jitty bug came out. When I'm boyfriend, you know. He didn't, see, a lot of times people, you don't know who you're messing with. Y'all better hear what I'm talking about. Y'all hear my point? Don't let people push you up to get in somebody. Now, that lady will have no idea. I come to kill all of them that day. I don't think y'all heard that. I got some in the car, make them all holler. Somebody say, man, I saw Dirty Harry. I went and bought me one. Got out in the street. Mom had a beautiful German police dog in the back of the yard. And the guy had a Dirty Harry. Y'all saw the movie. With a scope on it. And we shot a coconut in my aunt's backyard and scared the dog so bad, the dog broke in through the back window and broke in the floor room. I didn't know he had done that, you know. So my aunt came home and said, oh, what happened to the dog? I said, oh, I'm a lie, you know. Oh, I don't know. So I'm just telling you, for this situation, y'all understand? The devil, and look, you think you're getting away, CSI then taught me a lesson. You buy special weapons like that, you shoot anybody, they're going to trace you down, Jack. Y'all understand? So I had another one this time. I know nobody knew about that one. Somebody say amen. And I said, I put him, I say, you know what? Why are they over there? I can reach them all from here. Just go and open up the, you know. He said, nope. My brother saved me from going in prison. My brother did that. Oh, boy, you think it's over. You keep on and keep on and keep on fighting. Eventually, that did come to an end. We worked on the same job. I worked with three young men. She came to work one night, and I said, you know, the guys, you know, I'm the office aide. So I said, look, you know you shouldn't even be coming around me. We got a conflict. Oh, my car parked out there now. I don't think y'all heard that now. Huh? Say, they know I'm not playing no more. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I said, you should even come, you know, just before the conflict started, you know, before she really got mad. I said, you shouldn't come on this, you shouldn't even come on the ward. You should have told them you got a conflict over here. And you shouldn't come, you know you shouldn't come over here and be around me. She went on and did what she had to do. I got a call within an hour. Mr. Newton, would you please come to the office? What do you mean by jumping on this nurse like that? That chick went back over there and tore her clothes off of her. Amen. Oh, Newton, and they didn't like me. No, I have no good reputation anyway. Somebody say amen, you know. I mean, I was good for working, but they, you know, with the ladies, you know, that kind of thing, you know. They suspended me off my job. That's when I learned about mediators. I went and got the baddest lawyer I knew. I know a man, you can kill people to get off. Somebody say amen. I went down and got him out there. I didn't play. So I learned that, see. Because, see, I knew... I done dealt with this lady before, that witchcraft. I knew this thing was going to be, I need to get me a show enough good lawyer. And when I went, I told the superintendent, I said, they said, well, you're going to have to go to court in Broward County. I told my lawyer, I said, you going with me to Broward County? Well, Newton, that's not big enough, see. That'll probably weigh off. But God bless me to have a Christian working on the ward with me. These two young men, there's this other white fella there, but they were young. And they were there, and they didn't. If I would hit this lady, you would hear screaming and hollering. So they didn't hear any of that. They saw her walk off with a uniform. So they, you know. So when I had to go to court in Broward County, some said, you better take you some witnesses. And this whole hypocritical judge, in case y'all didn't notice, the judge that tried my case was the one who got caught having sex in the car. Amen. Isn't that something? That's in our judicial. Now, he going to beat me up, but he looked and seen this big old guy. You know, I was mean and lean, and I'm standing up there, and this little old nice little lady looking so pitiful. He said, what did he do to you? And he told it, And you know, when you're not saved, you start boiling over, you know. And I start acting out, you know, manifesting, call it, you know. But I didn't touch her, but and he was looking, so it sounded good. And so I said, I got some people here on the ward, Judge. He didn't want. I said, you have to listen to my witnesses. And that's when they said, were these men on the ward when you came over there, lady? She had to testify to that. Y'all hear that? He said, did you see anything happen to this lady on the ward? They said, no. So I walked away from that. But folks, I walked away because God is the judge. God is my lawgiver. He's my king. And he's your savior. It wasn't because of that testimony. It was just the grace of God. And I'm saying this because I don't want you get discouraged sometimes because you would think at this time I would be a good guy. So my email got into worse things than that. And that's when I go around and I tell people who've been in witchcraft and you've broken so many covenants with God. You see, but God don't break his. You may break your promises to God. God don't break his promise. You may break your vow to God. God don't break his. And that's why I appreciate the teaching and deliverance about how you need to go around and repent for all those vows and promises and oaths you have made. One of the best teaching is a person sitting right in this room, and that's just to get, you need to get that tape on that. And as a matter of fact, hopefully by next year, I'm going to go up and catch, I'm going to go all the way to India and film some of her stuff. Somebody say amen. So I can, I'm going to go up there and spend some time up there in Lindale or whatever. Some things I really want to have filmed. I'm overdue to get into Miami. Somebody say amen. Because these people are not interested in coming. And some of you who need good deliverance people to come, they'll come for your family. Did y'all hear what I say? We're not interested in the household. These two people on the front row. Deliverance people are not interested in the crowd. We're interested in disciples. Somebody say amen. What we're interested in? Disciples. See, I'd rather get a group, a small group, and make them disciples than to take that crowd and think I did something fantastic. Because I want to get the ones that are hungry and thirsty. Because the hunger and a thirst person will really grab hold of what God is trying to say and what God is trying to do. Now, by the same token, God didn't let my enemy destroy me then. He's so good. But by the same token, and some of you write it, so boy, I never did some of those things, Brother Newton. It doesn't matter, for the wages of sin is still death. It doesn't matter how small a sin it is. All of them will get you into hell. Amen. And the reason I became a believer was because of somebody in my family. So that's how they showed the importance of somebody. Now, I'm the oldest brother. My baby sister got a hold of Jesus and became so radical. Somebody say amen. And I remember when my family would say, oh, don't you pay any attention. It was something inside of me knew what my baby sister had. I needed that. Somebody say amen. You say, give me some insight on your baby sister. Well, my baby sister will come to my house. Somebody say amen. And I had an altar. Somebody said an altar. I had a coffee table about that long. You know, y'all know what a coffee table looked like. With my zodiac trying to get my money. Somebody say amen. Man, I got tired of going to these people trying to get them to fix the candles up and stuff. I learned the art of candle burning for myself. Somebody say amen. I got tired of going to them and telling them to fix up my candles, take my enemy. See, that enemy looping into what? I'm studying to show myself approved unto the devil now. You understand? So, and the devil make you think, well, you know, I'm about it, but I got to go to that same devil place to buy the stuff from him. But all I need is the ingredients now. I know how to concoct now. Somebody say amen. I fixed my table up. Amen. My wife knew not to bother my stuff. Somebody said, I was a woman beater. Amen. I mean, not killer, but you know, you understand? Of course, none of y'all are like that in your house. I know I'm in a house of great people. That's how come I know folks. I'd rather be with a person been there and done that than somebody said, oh, I've never done that. You're a lying wonder. You just ain't ever been caught. That's it. See, a lot of people, when you see them standing up because and crying remorseful, it's not because they sad because they got caught. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
They're crying and weeping. It's not because they did well. No, it's because they got caught. You just never got caught. That's all. And so, I come home, man, and my altar blowed out. And anybody know anything about my money drawing altar? I got to go to the dogs and catch them dogs. Somebody say amen.
Oh,
well, you want to have the, I'm telling you, when you're having bad luck and jinx, I got tired of paying these people all that money to fix me up. I started learning how to do things for myself. I know how to do the blue light bulb. Somebody say amen. And the image with the mirror. Oh, I learned some bad stuff, boy. I'm telling you. But you don't realize how deadly that stuff is. I mean, I conjured up something one time. I'd be going to work at night, and my wife would look up in the door, and there was this woman, half man, standing up there checking out. Amen. Oh, you conjure those things up, they come.
Oh, yeah.
They come, folks. That's why I'm very sympathetic with people in witchcraft. My heart go out to you because it come from your daddy, granddaddy. Somebody in your family was into it, Jack. You didn't get in it on your own. I was very sympathetic with that. And I come there and tell myself, don't you come to my house now. I try to cuss out. I can't cuss her. What's wrong with that? I can't hit her. I can't do nothing. That's my baby sister. It was that anointing on her. And she said, you know it's wrong what you're doing. That's wrong. That's wrong. I said, look now, keep all your wrong stuff. Just don't blow out my altar. But you know what? She come back there and do it again. Somebody say amen. Now, some of y'all right now would look at a big old guy like me, my little old sister, amen, and say, well, my husband, I remember that time that lady was running from her husband, and she had, you know, she said, I'm tired of you coming there drunk and can't hold, and you were running behind her. She said, in the name of Jesus, I kept rebuking, in the name of Jesus, kept on, and when that joker fell on the floor, somebody, she jumped up and said, now, devil, you're going to release my man. In the name, come out of him. Set her husband free. See? Sometimes you got to keep praying. Remember, just before the Christ, just before the devil get ready to go, he's going to put up a fight. Now, she's been praying, got the prayer warriors praying for her. She's praying for her. And see, that devil came in that night, shut her up. You see what I mean? And she just had to run a little bit. She ran a little bit, and he fell on the floor. Pat, and then she just stood there and took authority. Somebody say amen. See, I knew my sister had some power. I said, well, what this thing you got? Somebody say amen. But anyway, but it took a process. It's a process. A process of going through, not by my power, not by my might, but by God's Spirit. That's why sometimes I try to make things real. Laughter is like a medicine. Because, boy, when I stand up here, I'm serious. It's cancer in the throat. Because I know how dangerous this stuff is. That's why I don't pray with deliverance. And I know somebody out there was going through that like me. I go to church. Holy Ghost filled churches. I know what they say. Those who know the word of prayer. Y'all pray for Brother Newton. That's not what I wanted. I want some instant stuff now. Somebody said, what? I wanted somebody to pray for me right then. That's why right now, boy, sometimes my wife gets so upset with me. So I got my house full of demons one time. I had them so bad till we couldn't hardly stand the house. Somebody say amen. Especially up to my mother's house. My sister, I get up in church and I sat on the back of the church. And we had testimony in that traditional church. And I stand up in the back of the church and said, I'm not going to stay on row 15 all the time in this church. And I sat down. I did that for months. I go to convocations, you know, convocating the big church meetings when all the churches come together. And you catch the pointing, and then act like they weren't talking about me, like talking to somebody else. The man who had all those demons in him. I have yet to meet anybody who had as many demons as I had in me. Amen. But I met one demon in my life who almost killed me in my own house. And I have a mark on my body, and I never forget it, and that's that hand I got there. I got an arthritic hand behind it. That's the worst demon I ever fought head up in my life. Amen. I like to tell that story. Oh, yeah, you can cast them out. I'm not impressed when you speak in tongues. That boy spoke in tongues too. That boy loved the Lord. I didn't run into the Lord. I took him to another white pastor, and I know the guy led him to the Lord. But he had that homosexual spirit in him. That was a battle, boy. That man put some stuff in my face. About three times he caught me off guard. Garbed of that crap. Come out of here. Whoop right in my face. That's when I knew I was anointed because I wound up punching back. Somebody say amen. But you can't cast out devils if you don't love people. It's a long story, but all that's in this business. That's why a lot of pastors don't want to deal with it. They want to deal with it because when you start spitting and carrying on. I was fasting one time. I got to build my body up back up now. I got to get back into fasting. I just went on a pretty good fast, and we had a young lady came down to the church. And I was sitting while I let the other people deal with her. And she started that snake spirit likes to spit. I can't stand that spitting. Amen. That's a snake. They like to spit in your face. They like to do that. When I jumped up, boy, and I'm coming over there. Oh, you don't have to come over here. You don't have to come over here. I said, well, you stop that spitting. And somebody say, amen. They know you, folks. They know you. You have to put no clerical collar on. Don't go out and try to impress nobody. Be prayed up and humble. The spirits know you. You better believe that. And stop being afraid of them. My favorite statement, I'm a wonder unto many. For God is my refuge. You got to start saying, I'm a wonder. Signs and wonders follow me. Amen. Even if it's a bad wonder. Amen. But God is my refuge. You're going to get me out of it. Who's going to get you out of it? Somebody say priorities. You must get into a good Bible-believing church that understands that Christians can be oppressed by demonic power. You've got to be that. Now, if anybody in here, and you're not in a church that does not believe that they can have a demon, you need to find yourself another church home. I'm telling you. Don't stay there and die. Find other believers that will pray with you and others. Not just your little prayer click. Find believers that will pray with you and pray for others. You got to get that. That's the first sign of maturity. You got to learn how to have a prayer life. But you got to have a prayer life. I got so fed up when I was coming up. I tell this story over again. I'm like Kenneth Hagin. I got yet to see your life after a while become like T.L. Osborne. I didn't understand her T.L. Osborne preached this years ago. Or Hagin. Because you're going to have a story to tell. This Bible works, folks. If I can tell you what Peter did and happened to John, I'm telling you what John 3:16 did for James Newton. This thing really works. And see, it's no good if I can't prove that it works. It worked for me. It'll work for you. Not in a respectable person. You've got to submit to someone in the church that is submitted to somebody else who's under authority. What did I just say? You got to get that. Now, you know your pastor is not going to be the one a lot of times do the praying for you. Come on, get real with that. I don't think you heard what I just said. So don't get mad with your pastor because he didn't take time out to give. Find somebody else in the church who submitted to the pastor's authority because he delegates others to do the job. He has other evangelists, other people. So, but you make sure they're submitted to that authority. Amen. And then you submit to that authority, and that's how come I got saved. I had to submit to somebody to work with me and nurture me and work with me. And it's not going to be over, and I'm still being delivered. You got to separate yourself from unbelievers when possible. I didn't tell you now to go. I'm going to quit this job. No, don't do that. Don't do that. God might have you in that job already. Not only reading that job holding up because you're there. You're a tire payer. Amen. The only reason somebody on that job survived is because you're on that job. God got you on that job to keep that job going. Now, I didn't tell you now if you're working like I see some of these entertainers get on television. And, you know, they testify and next time they're singing in Las Vegas. Now, I'm not talking about that kind of job. What kind of job am I saying? You're an entertainer. You sing in a nightclub and you profess to be a bona fide, spirit-filled, tongue-talking believer. I question the integrity of your Christian experience. Something wrong with that, folks. No, you cannot be a Christian and still hang around on the bars unless you like the Bourbon Street preacher that I heard about that goes in there and preaching them. Amen. Now, there's a man with a Bourbon Street preacher. I heard about him years ago. Now, when he went in that church, he didn't go in there and sit down and socialize with the people. Somebody, he'd get permission. Hey, how you doing there? Come on, let me talk. You know, nobody loves the gospel more than a backslidden drunk. Somebody say amen. That's the truth. A backslidden drunk. And sometimes the man would lose no business. That man's business would be blessed because of that. But the idea is what happened every now and then. One of those sheep in there. One of those Samaritans in there. Heard the words of life and they end up doing what? Coming out of that place. Yes, but how can they hear without the gospel if somebody don't go and tell them? How can they hear if our feet don't be beautiful feet? How can they hear if somebody don't let them know that Jesus loves them? You got to go tell it. That's one of my messages I mentioned yesterday. That's why I know we are backslidden Christians. Most of us are overweight Christians in the spirit realm. We can go to every meeting, every camp meeting, every church. We travel all over the country. We're so full, but have you went out and emptied some of that out to somebody else? You're in trouble, folks. You're in sin. I don't want to beat you up. Don't allow spiritual knowledge to make you prideful. What do you mean by that? Now, some of you have learned some things, but I used to get a little puffed up. Somebody say amen. I one time I got real cocky. I could stand up. I had the faith to do it, you know. Somebody come up to me and I said, you can lose weight. I could believe for that. I could believe for losing, because I fought all my weight all my life. You understand me? Once you fight your weight problem all your life, you develop a faith to believe for that. I say, you can lose inches off your waist. I'm serious, folks, and it would happen. There ain't no way. See, I thank God. I saw my beautiful sister praying. First time I saw that done was in witchcraft. People's bodies being lined up. We know when your body not aligned, sit down and grow legs, you know what I'm saying? I saw that in witchcraft first. Hello? That's where I saw that at. And thank God I went to a Bible-believing church, and the pastor was an accountant, but he had a Bible bookstore. And boy, I'm telling you the truth. And we demonstrated all those gifts, or he brought people in that could demonstrate those gifts. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? That's why you need to be in a church like that. If the pastor can't do it, let him bring some ministers in there. Not so much the prophets all the time that prophesy to please you. And my prophets that rebuke you, lazy Christians. Amen. And I remember that's the first thing happened when you become. I had a little prayer band. Got so many stories to tell you about that, but I'll let you know one. I was lazy. I'm going to be honest about reading. But I had the ladies. I was the only man in the group, you see. You know what I mean? You see how God do it? We had a 5-4 ministry. I was number 5. Campbell was the Bible teacher, and the ladies did all the research, and we had an integrated group. Matter of fact, I gotta tell you about it. We all worked together, you know. But our brother, I would go and I would just listen to. I mean, I'd be acting like I was reading about. I was faith come by what? Faith come by what? Faith come by what? And I tell you the truth. I mean, they say, well, you know what? Did you know how big? David and Goliath, and I mean, they were a little intellectual. They just, and I just sit back and, well, what's a wave of beam? Tell me what that's like. What's a shekel? You know, I didn't have to worry about how big was Noah's Ark. So I had all that, man, all that information, right? My computer's right there for me. Amen. So all I had to do was what? Faith come by what? Amen. Then one day, we decided to go to a senior citizen's building. One of the little young ladies was with me. And I remember when she first came, my daddy was in the Navy, one of my little white friends. And her daddy was in the Navy, and he cussed like 7 dogs. Somebody say amen. And she had no idea about anything about God. But hanging around with me, when I got saved, I brought everybody to church. You know what I mean?
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.